Welcome to Women in WP,
a bi-monthly podcast about women who blog, design, develop, and more in the WordPress community.
Hi, welcome to Women in WP. I'm Angela Bowman.
I'm Amy Masson.
And I'm Tracy Epps.
Our guest today is Julia Taylor, joining us from Durango, Colorado, where I live in Colorado too. She teaches WordPress development primarily to women. Welcome, Julia.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
We'd like to start off each episode asking our guests how they got into WordPress. How did you get started?
Oh, gosh. How do we all get started? Kind of random, isn't it? This was 2014, 2015. I was in a 9-to-5 and I randomly kind of came across coding. I have no background in it, no formal education, nothing. I'm completely self-taught, but I came across coding and I Googled something and I found this line of code, put it into a backend. It wasn't WordPress that I used at the time, but whatever I put in, it worked. And to me, this was like this magical moment. I was like, oh my gosh, I just Googled something and then made it work. And it got my brain going. If I could, you know, is that something I could learn more and do more with? And I did. I learned a ton, and I got into. I started kind of front end, and I started to kind of dive into to back end development. I looked at kind of Ruby, and I was like, okay, maybe that's a little outside my comfort zone. And I found WordPress, and I was like, wow, like this is really awesome because I could take all the cool coding stuff that I'd learned. And I could dive into like the quote unquote hard parts of WordPress. And that's where I really kind of fell in love with it is all the customization. And you know, I learned PHP just by playing around with WordPress. So that's how I got started. It was kind of the coding first and then fell in love with WordPress because I got to combine the two.
I love it. I actually, when I think about the languages that I know, because I also was self-taught and yeah, I taught myself PHP because of WordPress. So it's like kind of like PHP Lite. I feel like it's like the PHP with trainer wheels when you have it with like WordPress, because you do have so much that you can rely on with that. That's really awesome. What were you doing before you just dived into code?
Yeah. So I, way before that, I used to work for the government. I worked in the intelligence community actually. And in 2008, I was deployed to Afghanistan. And when I was there, that was my first deployment. I met a guy, fell in love. He's now my husband. We just celebrated 10 years marriage. And, but he's British. So that's kind of where the story takes a turn is, we did long distance for a long time. He deployed a ton. I deployed a ton, traveled a lot. I had a great job. I loved what I did. But I took over and I quit my job. I moved to the UK, became a military wife, which I'm very, very proud of. But my career progression took a nosedive. And we moved a lot, as you do. And every time I moved, I had to find a new 9-to-5. And it was the last 9-to-5 that I was in where my boss came in and told me he wanted the website to be able to have this certain functionality. I had no idea what he was talking about. And I Googled it, figured it out. And that was kind of the way that I found code. And really it was hang on. So like this thing that Hollywood makes you think is like super hard. And you know, you think you have to have the degrees and the 10 years experience and all the things. And you know, mostly it's guys doing it. Then all of a sudden I just Googled it. Well, hang on, is this something I could do more of? And that's what got me on the path.
I hear that so much. I needed to figure something out. And so I Googled it and then I figured it out. But can I just back up and ask you, so you're telling us you're a spy?
Shh. back in the day.
She's all born identity on us.
I started as a spy and then I learned WordPress. I love it.
That'd make a really great like film. It's a very niche audience, but
who would play me? That's the question.
Yes, that is a good question.
We should open that up. So there we go.
Here's an Instagram post. Who should play Julia Taylor in her spy movie?
Yeah, make our movie. Like,
so when you first started doing WordPress, what, you know, were you working with clients? Were you just working, you know, as a solution to your problem that you had, or, you know, how did it progress?
It progressed very slowly. I never in a million years wanted to run my own business. I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. It was not something that I even knew what it was or how to do it. Or I wanted a job. I wanted, you know, a 9-to-5 that I could progress in my career. So I learned as much as I could. And I thought, if I learn a lot, then I can get a job working remotely. And I learned a lot and I applied to a bunch of jobs and crickets, nothing. You know, I didn't have the degree. I didn't have the 20 years experience, all the things. And it was a friend of mine who was retiring from the military that said, I am starting my own business. Can you build my website? And I was like, no, I can't do that. That's not a real thing. Of course, I could have, and I did, but it took a lot of convincing. And he loved it. And he said, this is what you should do. You should start a business building websites for small businesses. And I was really, really reluctant. I didn't know how to. I didn't know how to find clients. I didn't know. I wasn't big on social media because of my previous job. So that took some time. I didn't have a community. Yes, exactly. So I really struggled to take on that position and start my business. It was a good few years before I did. It was about 2017 when I finally was like, okay, I'm going to give this a go. And I found clients and found a community and built a business building websites for other people. And then I did that for a good couple years.
So then you've gotten into teaching people too. So when did you start the teaching and who are your students?
Yeah. So, this is what I get most excited about because I'm so privileged to be able to do what I do. So I was building websites and it was late 2018 and my husband was retiring from 21 years in the military. And we were kind of thinking, okay, what's next for him? Does he get a real job or do we kind of just go off and do something different? And we sold everything and we moved into an RV. We lived in an RV for a year and a half. We traveled all over the US and we were looking for somewhere to settle, but we just wanted to, you know, travel. And my business was doing well, so it meant that I could work from anywhere. So we did this. And when we first set off, I set up an Instagram account to document the journey and to, you know, share about full-time travel and living in an RV and, you know, all the highs and lows that come along with that. And a lot of people said to me, how are you able to travel full time? Are you independently wealthy? Are your parents paying for it? That's always the assumption, isn't it? And I said, no, I taught myself how to code and then how to build websites. And I use WordPress and I find clients and I can do it from anywhere. And people genuinely said, I want to learn how to do what you do. Can you teach us? So I thought, okay, well, I've never taught anything before. The only thing I knew to do, and this was just a guess, was to create something where I'm kind of teaching people how to code based on how I wish I'd learned. That was all I could kind of think to do. So I created a free 5-day coding challenge because I thought, you know, I want people to be able to start from literally the very beginning. So like the very first thing we do is inspect tools because it's awesome. And it's such a cool, quick, easy win for people to kind of look at it and go, oh, no way. Like it's not gobbledygook. And it's not like this super hard thing that Hollywood makes you think. It's a lot easier than that. And then we go into HTML and CSS and build a really simple kind of 2-page website just with using those, just to give people a taste. Because I'm a big believer that coding is not for everyone. However, I think a lot more people would love it if they just gave it a shot. And that's what we try to do. So we did that and people loved it. And they said, oh, you know, we want to learn more. And I created a program specifically for WordPress, focusing on WordPress development, because y'all probably know this very well, but the amount of times that you see an ad or you know, there's a page builder or something and they say no coding necessary. And I'm like, no, like why phrase it that way? Because you're just turning people off and making it sound so scary. So I take it from the other approach of no, let's build a WordPress site entirely from scratch. Why? Because you can, and because it makes you feel awesome and empowered and you're learning the hard way. Do you actually build websites that way? No, but But if you learn that way, you dive into PHP and media queries and like all the things so you can fix any issue that comes up with WordPress, because oh my word, they break all the time, WordPress sites and the maintenance and the malware and the hosting and the migration, like all those things. That's what we cover, is kind of the hard part of WordPress, the really kind of techie stuff. And that's what I get to teach now. And we combine that program with a community. And that's like the most important thing for me, because when I was learning, the amount of embarrassment and the ridicule and people giving me a hard time for asking a dumb question, I wanted to give up so many times. So when I created this program, it absolutely came with a community, and that's Geekpack, the community, which is now turned into my brand. It's a safe place for anyone, primarily women in our program, but we do have a lot of awesome guys, but there are no douchey people allowed, no mean people. There's no such thing as a silly question. And we're just there to support, encourage each other and you know, be there for the highs and the lows.
No douchey people allowed is now my new tagline for women in WP. No douchey people
allowed.
This could be one of our t-shirts, part of our Zazzle store.
Okay, so you were building client websites and then you moved into creating this educational experience. Are you still building client websites, or are you only doing this education now?
Yeah, I stopped with client work late 2020. 2020 was a big kind of growth year for us with COVID and a lot of folks staying home. We had a big kind of explosion of new students. Last year was really all about business growth. I went from two people, me and one other person on the team. Now there's seven of us. And I love my team, and I get to, and every single person who's on my team was a student first. So they've been through the program. They were in the community. They are in the community. They believe in our mission, our vision, and they love what we do, and they just embody that. So now I get to do things like this. I get to be on podcasts, and I get to be the visionary of the business, because I want to grow the business so I can grow my team. And I get to pour into my team, and they get to pour into my community, and it all kind of grows and goes from there.
I love that. Like that, and just like looking at kind of my own journey of like, you know, playing around copying and pasting something into, and I was like, wow, that worked. Like, that's really, really great. And empowering that, and especially having that community aspect of it, because I also wish I had, you know, different tools when I learned or when I was teaching myself. And so how does the course work? Like, is it everything like people attend classes? How is it set up? And especially with the community aspect of it, which I think is crucial when it comes to with education and getting people excited about it. So I'd love to hear more about how this all works.
Yeah, it's entirely online. It's all pre-recorded videos, and we're actually just going through a complete revamp, because as you're well aware, WordPress changes quite a lot and has changed significant.
Yeah,
a significant amount.
Today.
Just recently.
Today.
Yes, exactly. It's a good day to do this. So we're kind of looking to revamp. Every time there's something new, we obviously, you know, with Gutenberg, there was a whole stuff that we threw in on there, and we've partnered with WP Engine and Studio Press, and I've worked closely with Brian Gardner to kind of make sure that everything that we're providing is really high level, kind of good stuff, but also trying to follow the trend of where WordPress is going. So yeah, it's all pre-recorded videos. So me sharing my screen and going through everything from like literally just getting a site up and running using, what are we on, 2021, the out of the box theme. We use local development environment. I don't want my students to kind of have to go and buy hosting until they're able. So we do as much as we can. We go through that. We go through all like the ins and outs of WordPress, because it is not user friendly. It is confusing at first if you've never used it before. So I want to kind of nip that in the bud as soon as possible, just to say, hey, you know, you're not the only one that finds, yes, Squarespace is user friendly. It just looks so much easier. But is when you figure out what works with WordPress and where things are, it just makes a lot more sense. So I try to kind of ease people in, and then we go into, yeah, the big massive part of the skills section is building a WordPress site from scratch. I use underscores to kind of show them going from that to a full-on site. So we dive deep into HTML, CSS, and PHP. From a project perspective, like we're building a site as we go. So it's kind of learning and doing, learning and doing, learning and doing. We do a lot on migrating malware. I have multiple lessons on teaching them how to clean up malware, because that's something you can, you know, charge good money for and happens all the time. Maintenance and updates and security and backups. And then we also, after I created the program, a lot of students said, okay, how do I start an online business? How do I find clients? How do I market myself on social media? So we've added all of that as well. I've had a ton of experts come in that kind of present them with other online opportunities. So digital marketing, learning about how to run Facebook ads, UTMs and Google Analytics and all that. I think WordPress obviously is amazing. But I also know that it's not the end all and be all. Like once someone gets into building websites, there's so much more to online business. And nowadays, a website isn't all, that's not it. Business owners need more than just a website. They need email marketing and they need, you know, copy and all, you know, there's so many other things. So I have experts that come in and kind of teach them all those other things that they could offer.
That is very comprehensive.
Thank you.
I'm trying to imagine, like, how many courses does that end up being?
It's just one. It's all just kind of like one big thing, and the community along with it. And we, like I mentioned, we take a lot of our kind of students' ideas to heart, and we're working on a revamp. And what we're gonna do is obviously all the new things that are coming out with WordPress, but also have a focus on the marketing side. We do cover that, but I really want to take my students on a journey, and I want to be there with them kind of every step of the way. Right now, it's just, here's a whole load of stuff, go drink from the fire hose. Whereas what I would prefer to have is a very kind of specific track for people to take. So, you know, as soon as they join, it's, you know, do this skill, plan this, and then go out and market yourself in this way, and kind of do it in a way that gets them, because what I really want is I want people to get their investment back immediately as soon as possible, and then start making money and grow from there.
Yeah, I think I've taught for years a 6-week course where I did the same thing, and it was one day a week in person for 6 weeks, and just started from the local, taught them how to build a theme from scratch. And then also we used a simpler page builder that also required learning hooks, learning how to write a function, learning how to do CSS and the inspect tool. And then, yeah, all the way to the end to troubleshooting. And when I stopped teaching in person because of COVID, it all just, and I had a switch of like, what tool was I going to teach them? Because I had a lot of designers. And so I wanted to teach underscores, which I taught kind of a little bit on the side with the kind of custom. It's kind of what I started them with, was just building a theme from scratch. Like, because I feel like you're right. Like understanding that this isn't magical woo-woo stuff that happens. Like all these page builders, all these tools are actually using WordPress functions. This is just WordPress, and understanding how WordPress works and the template hierarchy goes a long way to understanding then what a page builder is doing, or a theme builder, or whatever you call it these days. And with COVID and not being able to teach in person and have all my materials online, but not in video form, you know, it's all the written lessons that would accompany the in person. So I truly appreciate the hundreds of hours that you've put into recording the video screen shares, because it is so much work. And then everything changes. And I just didn't have the wherewithal to go, like, I tried recording a 5-minute video one time and it took me like 4 hours. And then I'm just like, oh, there's just no way I'm gonna get through this.
So, every time I try to record a screencast, I have to do it at least 5 times.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just going to refer people to your course that there we go.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'll say, take her course and then I could teach something else. Not as comprehensive.
I teach for digital, you know, web development for digital marketers and that kind of stuff. And so we just scratch the surface of that. So then I could be like, hey, so I have people that they're like, oh, this is amazing. Like that same kind of like that. Oh, you can do all this. Oh, look at that power, that control. That, I mean, it sparks something, and that is perfect to have that, you know. I love that. I love that so much.
And how is your course? It's real time or it's just at your own pace?
Right now it's at your own pace, and it always will be. It'll always be, do it at your own pace. With the new one that we're going to come up with, just feedback from students, we will have a little bit more of a structured plan, but of course life happens. So people don't have to do it on that plan and that timeline, but we will offer that just to make sure people have that guidance if they want it.
That's great.
And how often do you have to update your lessons when things are changing?
So fortunately with the underscores, there have been a handful of updates, but nothing super, super massive. So fortunately that's been okay. With some of the others, there have been, I mean, you know, local will change something and we'll have to re-record that, or local doesn't work on a PC. So Laragon is an alternative that we use. And I just heard that there's an issue with that. So there's constantly always something. And fortunately, because we have the community, if people kind of say, hey, something isn't working, or this doesn't quite make sense, then we can jump in and say, yep, you know, we're going to update that soon. Thanks for your patience, but how can we help you right now with what you're trying to do? So because we have the community, it doesn't really seem like anyone's kind of left behind, because, you know, everything is always changing. And I used Ninja Forms in when I did the underscores build, and something has changed slightly. So now we have to kind of say in the video, look, if this isn't working for you, use WP Forms or whatever the alternative was. So there are a few things that aren't perfect from when I first recorded it, but because of the community, we're able to work with people, because everyone has different, you know, are they using Chrome? Is it the most up-to-date? Are they on a PC or on a Mac? Or there's always things that will make it so it's not perfect. And with the community, we can work with people to kind of work through whatever issue they're having.
That's one of the things that I, when I'm teaching, I'm like, yeah, great. Anyone can Google or buy a book, but this, like, having a community is really invaluable when learning something new like this. So I think that's really, really amazing. It sounds really, really cool.
Is the community like a Facebook group? Do you have a discussion board? Where are people gathering?
Sure. Yeah. So GeekPack is a Facebook group. It's a private Facebook group. So it's for students that join the program. But yes, I use Facebook. I've got GeekPack as my private Facebook group. And then we've got another free Facebook community where, you know, it's anyone who wants to come in and get a kind of flavor for what we're like as a community as a whole before joining the program.
Oh my gosh. I can't get enough of this. This is so amazing.
Thank you.
I'm just so glad you exist and I can send people.
Thank you.
Hey, Women in WP listeners. This is Tracy with a quick message from our sponsor, Ninja Forms. Wish you could build forms for WordPress without spending forever or recruiting help? You can. Ninja Forms is the WordPress form plugin that is both extremely flexible and easy to use. Create contact forms, order forms, donation forms, and more in literally minutes using pre-built templates. Easily customize with form logic, upload fields, multi-step pages, and more. Just drag and drop what you need where you need it. Integrate with hundreds of services like MailChimp, Google Sheets, HubSpot, and more without needing to write a line of code. Get Ninja Forms now at ninjaforms.com. And now, back to our show.
So pre-COVID, I mean, were you involved in any meetups or WordCamps or anything like that?
I went to a couple WordCamps in Raleigh. So when we moved to North Carolina, my husband's last military kind of posting was in North Carolina. And I went to a couple up in Raleigh, and then we started traveling, and then COVID. So, no, just not, and not since. I'd like to, I've done some virtual ones, but, I would love to do, I'd love to, you know, be a part of one, to plan one, to present at one. That would be like a dream come true, but, I don't think they're in person yet again, or maybe they are in some places.
Well, they're talking about WordCamp US in September in San Diego. Of course, I say I don't plan anything any more than 6 weeks in advance right now because you don't know how things are going to change. So, you know, fingers crossed, I'm going to be able to go and we'll be able to have our Women in WP party. But if they do, I think that you should sign up to speak for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, gosh, I just got a little bit nervous all of a sudden. you just got hot in here. I'll look and see. I love San Diego, so it's a fantastic reason to go. And I'd love to.
And they've moved it because it used to be December, and then they moved it to like Halloween, and so now it's September. I don't think there's a date yet. So it just says September 2022. And they're just looking for organizers so far. It doesn't look like they even are calling for speakers, but keep that in your, you know, in your hat, ready to hop in. Cause I think that you would be a great, speaker and a great representative of your community.
Oh, thank you. I am very nervous all of a sudden, but.
Well, you have so many lessons to teach people. I think especially to the development community in teaching people how people do get started and where people come from, you know, because there are all those assumptions about what people need to know. And especially at that WordCamp level, people go to the WordCamps at all different skill levels. And a lot of people are kind of feeling insecure about their capabilities and stuff. And so I think it's a perfect WordCamp talk to kind of lift the curtain and show the wizard behind and say, look, it's really... You can learn this. it's not this big scary thing. And I think you do a fabulous talk. And when you do apply to talks, submit several talks. It's always a good idea. Yeah, just come up with 3-4, don't you think, Tracy? Because you never know which one's going to hit with the organizers.
And I always, so what I ended up doing when I first was like, yeah, I'm gonna do this, I just literally took basically a BB at a notepad, you know, and I just started like word vomiting on things of thinking about talk ideas. And what I love to do, especially when I do have the before COVID, I'd say, but BC before COVID, I would have more energy to do things. And I'm like, oh, I want to learn about this thing. So I'd submit a talk about it and then I would have to research it. I had so much fun with that. My like inner geek just like, but honestly, one of the things, and I remember when I was first starting to apply to speak at WordCamps, all that I had seen, or maybe that it was, is probably in my brain. It was probably like, oh, everyone is a developer. That's these things, these technical talks, you know, I do development, but I Google things a lot. So I don't know if I would be someone that could speak on anything development. That's one, that's not the case, but two, people are hungry to learn about, like the holistic, because WordPress is not just like, we're all developers, and WordCamps aren't all just like I code for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But it's like, oh, I heard about this internet thing and I might want to start a business. So like those kinds of things, like the especially since you've had that experience of just like, well, you know what? Let's try this. And here's the things that I wish I would have known.
That's a great talk. Things I wish I would have known. Yes.
Oh, gosh.
There's one for tons you, of those. Dear. There's one. Here's one time. The 10 things I wish I would have known.
Yeah. I got a lot more than 10.
just make it in several parts. And so you'll have several different talks already written. And then you can be like, part one, and then part two. And
I love it. Yay.
I am like ready to sign up for that court, that track right now. Things, there should be a whole track, not just one talk, but a whole track called Things I Wish I Knew. And you just can go all day to different people's talks about things they wish they knew. Whole track. Okay. So the WordCamp US organizers, if you're listening to this, this would be our recommendation, a whole track on Things I Wish I Knew.
And it could be like Things I Wish I Would Have Known About Grilling Chicken. Like I, you know, like, oh, anything could be helpful.
WordPress that chicken. Track. That's where we are now. Thanks, Tracy. Yeah.
When I went to South by Southwest many, many years ago, and I was going to, because they submit those talks like 17 years in advance in order to get accepted. So it's like, all of this stuff was like, oh, I read this blog post about this subject 6 months ago, and so I'm not paying like $2,000, whatever it was for that pass. And I was like, just to like, hear someone rattle off what they wrote about, you know, 6, 7, 8 months ago. So I went and I did a strategy of, I was like, I changed my strategy mid conference. And I was like, you know, I'm going to go to only things. Cause I had all these things cause the HTML5 had just come out or something like that. I don't remember. And I was like, I'm going to go to only things that I don't know anything about. And so I went to like a Cooking for Geeks and I learned so much and it was so great. Like, oh, this, and it this was like the science. Yeah.
Because we have to feed ourselves as developers. So I think, you know, like Aruba, someone I follow on Twitter, we were talking about the UN.
Well, she's been on the show.
And she's been on the show. Yes. We were talking on Twitter about this UN conference and she was talking about, she would teach food prep, how to prepare yourself for the week. And that is 100% about successful WordPress development.
Absolutely.
Nutritiously throughout your week. And so I think these topics of things I wish I would have known about how to exercise and have work-life balance and not lose my mind while I'm taking care of these crazy clients with their
own reasonable expectations. I've been to plenty of talks that weren't, you know, just about WordPress, that were about all kinds of things that were, you know, tangentially, is that a word, related. Yep. So,
yes. Yep.
Well, because we aren't just, you know, one-dimensional creatures. We could, you know, maybe Women in WP needs to organize a Things I Wish We Knew conference, you know, and if, you know, a WordCamp wants to, like, have us, like, that would be fine, but I think that would be great.
Julia, what's something you wish you would have known just about on that line of work-life balance in going into this career venture?
Oh yeah, I struggled a lot with work-life balance. Yeah, a lot. At first, I was just so obsessed with like learning as much as I could that I would just do it all the time. I would miss meals. And, you know, it's interesting that you said about meal prep, how that's, it's so true. That's such an important thing because I would miss meals and I would stay up late and I would do it in the middle of the night and I would wake up and, you know, if something wasn't working. And then when I started working with clients and going between that and the teaching that I do now full time, the two things, it was like two full-time jobs. So constantly like battling with client stuff and then trying to progress the student thing. And really it was last year, it was the first time in 5+ years that I had like a decent work-life balance. And it's because of my team. I've got an amazing handful of women that work for me that they take care of all the kind of operational day-to-day, the community, the questions, so that I can be the CEO. I can vision cast. I can build the business, and I can, like I said, do things like this and meet other people and network, because that's how the business will grow, the team will grow, the community will grow, the impact will grow. I mean, that's our, at the heart of everything that we do, it is The mission and the vision is to reach and impact more women and empower them to learn tech skills. Now that's what we do. So by me stepping away from the day-to-day enables me to kind of have a lot more networking opportunities and meet more folks. So yeah, WordCamp is a great idea.
And you're eating meals, I take it now.
Yes, I do. I do eat regularly. I think one of the things that to add to things I wish I would have known, it, for me, that's been really, really game-changing has been mindset stuff. So when I first got into online business and I heard that there were business coaches or there were mindset coaches, I was like, that is complete nonsense and hogwash. Like, how can you not just live normally? Like, why do you need someone to coach you? But as I transitioned from doing the business and working with clients into creating a whole nother business with the education piece and, you know, finding students and launching and creating the program, all of that, I do have a business coach and a mindset coach, which has been huge because little did I know, all that imposter syndrome was holding me back for so long. And is it gone? No, absolutely not. I still have imposter syndrome and I still have that kind of voice in the back of my head saying, whoa, don't, you know, being on this podcast, like what, before getting on, I'm thinking to myself, what if they don't think I'm legit? What if I haven't been doing this long enough? What if they're, you know, a whole lot cooler than me? You know that, but no matter what, I will.
Well, been dispelled.
But I think, and I tell my students all the time that it's completely normal to feel that way. And it's okay. Like, recognize that it's happening and you know, it's uncomfortable, but you're doing something out of the norm. You're learning this skill. You're starting this business for a reason. So keep that reason in mind. Is it so you can stay at home and you know, because your kids are homeschooled now? Is it because you want to travel full time? Whatever the why is, keep that in mind when that imposter voice comes in. And it doesn't go away. I mean, I had it way back when I first started. And now, today, getting on this call with y'all. So every step of the journey, there will always be that fear voice. But, you know, I have worked enough with my coach to kind of have ways to push through. And, you know, was I nervous about this morning? Absolutely. Am I doing it anyway? Of course I am, because that means that there's a chance that my community might grow more and I might be able to reach more women and empower them to learn a tech skill. So I will put myself out of my comfort zone to be able to achieve that.
Every time I teach the first class, the last class, and almost every class in between, I'm like, I've been doing this for decades. I still feel like I get this. I'm like, oh, but have I been a spy? And have I just been like, I it doesn't matter how many years. It's going to be like the day I die. And I'd be like, but do I really know what I'm doing? And that's the thing, like that. It's like this, we're starting to talk about it more. And I think one thing is like women and just any disenfranchised like community is much more vocal about like, yeah, no, like this is a real thing. And by being really vocal about it is like only helping everyone. And how many times, like, the running theme on this podcast is
I'm not a real developer.
I just made a plugin that's one of the most popular plugins that's used by millions of people because there wasn't an, it didn't exist, but I don't know. Because I just had to. And I'm like, that's amazing.
Every single time I set a bar for myself, like this milestone is going to be success. This amount of, you know, profit is when I'm going to be considered successful, or this, you know, number of clients. And every time I meet one of those, I still feel like I am a fraud.
Yeah. But is that really like, yes, yep. Yes, it is.
Yep. It's so easy to tell other people. Yep.
Exactly. I was like, yeah, think about like trying to tell this to like a close, your best friend. And if you don't, wouldn't use those same words for your best friend.
Tracy, now we know you have, Tracy Apps has infiltrated the WordPress community.
The spirit is out. they will never find me out. I distract them by a bow tie.
Oh my gosh. Well, it has been amazing having you on the show today, Julia. Before we go, can you tell people where they can find you online?
Yeah, the easiest place is geekback.com. We've got everything there, from all the free resources that we have to the courses, YouTube channel, blog. Everything is there, and all my kind of social, I think on all my social platforms, I'm Julia the Geek, just about everywhere. I just got on TikTok, which is shockingly a lot more fun than I expected. Yes. So yeah, I'm enjoying that. So I'm giving that a go. But
go, yeah, if you follow me, don't look at my last video, because it was using one of those filters and it's just so bad. It's so terrible. I'm like, why did some developer, you know, thinking about like all the stuff that we do? And then that, I was like, some developer made this and it's a terrible thing. And they put it out in the world and they're like, yep, I did that.
So everyone listening to this, do not look at Tracy's latest TikTok.
Well, now it's time to be like
100% go look at it now.
I'm going to look now.
Have a wonderful day, Julia.
Thank you so much. It was an absolute pleasure, a real honor to get to come on and chat with y'all. So thank you.
Thank you for listening. Interested in being on the show? Sign up on our website, womeninwp.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and join our Facebook group to have conversations with other women in WordPress.